wipe your worry clean away.
For just another day,
I will keep the plates all spinning.
As Next to Normal opens, we find Dan and Diane Goodman working through the hustle and bustle of everyday life. But we soon find out that the family's problems go beyond balancing careers and raising children. They are also dealing with mental illness. Actress Michelle Duffy made her Broadway debut last year in Leap of Faith. She plays Diane Goodman, who is diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Duffy says Next to Normal is also about family dysfunction and relationships.
Pretty much just everything that everybody deals with, and it's done in a really original, beautiful, poetic way. I'm endlessly finding new things to play and to work with in the show.
As Duffy's character suffers from mental illness, her family also struggles. Trey Ellett, whose Broadway credits include a 2-year stint in the cast of Rent, plays Dan Goodman, Diane's husband. Ellett says it's a story with many twists.
I mean, there are lots of sort of plot points, as we say, and it's, as an actor, it's challenging to sort of make sure you bring the audience point by point, and so it sort of lays out in the appropriate way.
Those plot points include revelations about the character's past and the difficulties they're hiding now. Duffy says roles like these don't come around very often.
It's one of those roles that just requires everything of you, everything. You have to empty the tank in order to do it right, and it's a huge, wonderful, like, meaty challenge.
In addition to taking us through Diane Goodman's diagnosis and search for the proper treatment, we also see her family struggle with a wife and mother dealing with mental illness.
How could she leave me on my own? Will it work? This cure? There's no way.
Next to Normal also deals with suffering the loss of a loved one and explores questions over drugs and treating mental illness. But Michelle Duffy says the audience isn't, in her words, hit over the head about how to handle mental illness. Her fellow actor Trey Ellett agrees.
I personally sometimes don't think of it as like a message. I think of just like it's a story, and if you tell it right, then everyone will take from it what they can take from it, their own unique experience about it. It's just about telling the story the best way you can.
Next to Normal's run at Farmers Alley is being co-sponsored by the Community Healing Centers of Kalamazoo. The nonprofit group provides counseling for mental illness and treatment for addiction. Executive Director Sally Reams says those aren't issues that people talk about, much less sing about, very often. But she says bringing the issue to light can help remove some of the stigma of mental illness.
There always is stigma attached to that, but the more we can talk about them and look at it as a community, the better off we'll all be in being able to look at what really is normal and what we're hiding behind.
Next to Normal continues at the Farmers Alley Theater in Kalamazoo this Thursday through Sunday. The play has been held over and will show again June 28th, 29th, and 30th. More details can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.